Description and presentation below. Designed and made by me. Clock based on VFD IV17 tubes. The impulse to make the clock is largely inspired by the video presentation of the Wictor clock in action. The design uses the application notes of the VFD lamp. Having previously made a clock on the IV18 lamp and gained some experience, I decided that it was time to start with a much more complicated, much more representative 18-segment IV17 lamp. Note here, IV4, IV4, EV4, and IV17, IV17, EV17 tubes are replacements, and sometimes the designation IV4 may appear in this description. The main assumptions for the design of the IV17 clock: clock on 6 IV17 tubes, use of the HV integrated circuit to control the segments. In the IV18 clock, I used NPN keys to control the segments. It's possible, but a lot of extra work. The control element will be STM32F103. Scheme of the clock, IV17, overview of the essential circuits. The construction of the clock boils down to the proper power supply and logic operation of 6 VFD IV17 tubes. By assumption, for the 18-segment VFD, the mode of operation with multiplex display was selected. Power: high-voltage DC power supply based on the standard MC34063. With an interesting option to improve the MOSFET control, borrowed from the link, a 120 microhectoctor IMAX 1 amp was used, a MOSFET transistor IRL540 with reduced turn-on voltage UGSTH. The output voltage of this DC-DC converter is 45V. This voltage value was selected in order to extend the life of the VFD lamps. For multiplexed operation, the note suggests 50 to 70 VDC, for static operation, 25 to 30 VDC. While maintaining sufficient brightness, the power supply of the lamp filaments with 1R resistors included in the circuits was selected so as to ensure the catalog operating conditions UFIL, negative 2.4 volts. The polarity of the glow potential was changed. The integrated circuit of the L9110 bridge was used. Control: according to the assumptions, the SMT32F103C8T6 microcontroller was used, e.g. in blue pill modules. The main control of the 18 segments is carried out by means of the HV5812 integrated high-voltage demultiplexer, a simple serial protocol with timing. While the 45 VDC switching for the grids of 6 IV17 lamps was performed on the NPN BC847 PNP BC856 keys. For the sake of clarity, the 18 220K resistors accelerating the discharge of the switched anode voltages are not shown. The system has an active battery backup circuit, CR1220. The time source is an internal RTC with an external 327-68Hz quartz connected. Correction of RTC clock accuracy is possible in two stages, correction 1 of 24 hours time and correction 2 of 14 days, by entering deviations in settings menu. There are 5 levels of display brightness adjustment. This is done by changing the duty factor, U-grid activity. For a given time slot of a specific VFD lamp, max lighting level of VFD lamps selected in settings menu. UNE polarity change timing, fill through outputs, PWM 50%, complementary timer 1, with a frequency of approximately 102 Hz. The clock is prepared to work with data from the weather station, which it receives via USART 3-9600, Z2 connector, as a frame with 28B, temperature, pressure, humidity, UBAT, LUX. Description of the frame in the attachment, TXT. Work without the above data from the weather station is possible. Only the VFD lighting level. Then it is not automatically set to the current value of natural lighting, LUX, received from the weather station. Settings menu available via classic encoder, up, down, enter. In the settings, you can select display mode, only time, time plus date, time plus weather data, max VFD lighting level, enter. 2 degrees of clock accuracy corrections. Due to the large number of available digital interfaces in the STM32F1, an interface for possible communication with Raspberry I/O, other devices via SPI or I2C has been added to the diagram. Housing, PCB, execution. The actual execution of the clock is based on 3 PCBs. Main board includes UC, all power supply circuits, HV5812 segment driver, USART, SPI, I2C interfaces. Display I.